truth.
As you put on your belt each morning, imagine that the buckle is fashioned out of a gigantic tooth. Remember, the more unusual the association, the easier it is to remember. As your waist is the center of your body, so truth is central to the full armor of God. Without it, the covering that protects you from the devil's schemes simply crumbles to the ground, leaving you naked and vulnerable.
Righteousness.
As you button up your shirt or blouse, picture yourself putting on the breastplate of righteousness. You might even imagine a rye cheese mess, righteousness, all over your shirt or blouse. And remember, no matter how correct your worldview or resplendent your orthodoxy, if it is not coupled with righteousness, you inevitably forfeit the moral authority to speak.
Peace.
As you put on your shoes each day, remember that the priceless material with which God has fitted your feet for readiness in spiritual warfare is nothing less than the gospel of peace. You might even imagine peas in your shoes to remind you of peace. Remember, the more outrageous the association, the easier it is to recall. And with your feet fashioned with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace, you can stand firm in the throes of distress, disease, destruction, and yes, even death.
Faith.
Each time you look at the face in the mirror, picture taking up the shield of faith or face, and remember that as the ancient shield enveloped the body, so faith envelops your entire being. When Satan attacks your head, the hand of faith holds fast to truth. When Satan attacks your heart, the hand of faith holds fast to righteousness. In fact, it might well be said the shield of faith is the apex of the armor. It is the grace with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one.
Salvation.
Every time you comb your hair, it is my prayer that you will associate it with putting on the helmet of salvation. Just as the breastplate of righteousness is your spiritual heart protector, the helmet of salvation is your spiritual head protector. It is the covering that protects your mind so you don't become disoriented in the throes of spiritual warfare. When the denizens of darkness land their most devastating blows, the helmet of salvation will guard your mind and grant you perspective.
Scripture.
From this day forward, as you pick up your Bible, may the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, flash through your mind. As Jesus armed himself with the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, so must you. Armed with the puny sword of reason, you stand impotent before an archfiend who has studied you thoroughly and is intimately acquainted with all of your vulnerabilities. Armed with the sword of the Spirit, however, you are a terror to Satan and can stand strong in the face of his fiercest temptations.